The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Ah, yes. A Christmas classic from years past. The Little Armor Boy. Last year's Christmas tribute to Mac Jones. Well done, Sean.
Thank you, Greg.
You granted that request. It was text line. New text number, by the way. New text line request, new text number. New number, who dis? It is 617-779-7937. Same number that you use to call the radio station. Just put that in the phone. Greg Hill Show text, WEI text, whatever. And then you're all set. 617-779-7937. One of your weather watchers in Connecticut reporting this morning, almost 2 inches of snow, Curtis, so far. So,
wow.
That is, you nailed the forecast, but they're getting significant snowfall sticking in Connecticut this morning.
Well, that's because of the dry air that preceded it from the Alberta Clipper really got the ground primed.
Of course. Fashionistas in the Twitch chat have an issue with, as they do every day, what I'm wearing today. They think I should have a white t-shirt. Rocco said I should have a white t-shirt on under this white sweatshirt that I'm wearing. Like, I don't.
Why? Because you can't really see the underneath part because the neck is so high. So, yeah. What would that matter?
Do you mean high or tight?
High.
Often things around my neck are tight. I don't know why. But
what do you have on underneath?
I don't have anything on.
So then what's the issue?
Well, I don't know.
How would he know that?
I don't know. He's like guessing, yeah. Or I don't. They can't see it outside. I don't know.
I couldn't tell. I couldn't tell if you had a t-shirt on.
We got, these are the sweatshirts for this year's Jingle All the Way 5K, which is Saturday. And
they slap.
Show the elbow.
Elbow patch. The fashionistas will have an issue with that, too.
What's that called again, Courtney?
Tartan.
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 Tartan, the fabric array or whatever you'd call it.
The print.
Pattern is called tartan. So Courtney taught us that. She teaches us a lot of things.
You guys are really the teachers in the room.
So Mac Jones, I guess, will get the start. Trevor Lawrence is officially on IR. It's shoulder surgery that he's going to have. So
yeah.
They're trying to act like it's not concussion related. The NFL is. But I mean, does Mac get to start the rest? Didn't they sign somebody yesterday, Shime? Who'd they sign yesterday?
Oh, I didn't see. I'll double check.
They did.
They signed the Uncle Rico to replace Mac Jones.
No, they signed a quarterback yesterday, a veteran quarterback. I'm assuming that Mac gets the go of it.
John Walford?
Yes. Who was a backup
for the Rams?
Yes.
Mac's going to start.
I would assume Mac gets a start going forward.
He got them back in that one last week after Trevor went down. So,
yeah. This is David. David, good morning.
Good morning, guys. Great show as always. And can I compliment you guys on something?
Of course.
Especially Courtney.
Yeah.
You guys are like a centerpiece on a table. It's a beautiful centerpiece. Every time you look at it, in this case, every time we listen, it's great. And Courtney, you're the candle on a centerpiece.
Oh,
David.
That just brights it up.
Oh, thank you.
Honestly, I mean that Sincerely, you guys are great, and I enjoy your show every single day.
And David,
so if I may, David, I'm Matt Jones.
David, if I remember, if I remember correctly, when you learned to read, it was by candlelight.
It was. Actually, we used to have to put oil in the lamps too, as well. Okay. That's how bad it was.
Yes.
Irish coffee.
You know what's funny? Greg, you were right. You were right there with me because I'm only 2 years older than you.
David, you look, right dude, stop. You look 90. What are you talking about? We have a picture of
you. Yeah, we do.
You look. You're not.
You
right
know
there.
What? There's a possibility. There's gentlemen and lady. There's a possibility you may see me tomorrow.
Oh.
There's a very strong possibility.
Oh,
wow.
All right. Excellent.
Oh, that would be great.
Try my best.
All right.
Bring the soccer ball.
I would love to. I'm going to try. So if I don't want to stay too long. So I'm Matt Jones.
Yeah.
You know, you look at the remaining record, the remaining schedule for Jaguars, the five games, who they're playing. This is a hell of an opportunity that Mac is going to end up with a better winning record than Drake May for the season.
I mean,
look at the schedule.
I'm looking
look
at it.
The schedule, guys.
I guess I'd say it more so a better winning record than the New England Patriots than Drake May.
Yeah,
Drake May is doing everything he possibly can. But
they do got an easy schedule, though.
Do they?
Yeah, they got Tennessee twice, the Jets, the Raiders, and the Colts.
And we'd be getting blown out of these games if Mac Jones was our quarterback.
And what do we got? We got Buffalo twice, right?
Yeah, Buffalo twice. All teams, final four games for the Patriots, all teams over 500. So,
yeah, Buffalo twice, Arizona and the Chargers, right?
I mean, do you end up getting more wins than last year? Do you think? I mean.
No, I think it's going to be really difficult because where is the win?
The last Buffalo, like that last Buffalo game, will they sit some guys maybe, Shine?
Depends. If the seeding is already predetermined, then yeah, probably.
But
there's a good chance that will be. Well, if Buffalo loses a game down the stretch here before that week and they're two games separated from the Chiefs for the number one seed, then yeah, they will be because they'll be locked into number two.
But won't teams still be in the hunt for the two seed?
Unlikely. The Bills are a game up on the Steelers, I guess. So I guess the Steelers might be.
Right.
But outside of that, they're pretty
far ahead. The Chargers are only two games. The Chargers are 8-4. So if the Bills were to lose, now, you know, I don't think they sit anybody. I think that
you might get the four wins. Like, you might win one of those other two. Like, you might win.
I got to look.
You might beat Arizona.
No, you might be able to steal one from Arizona. Depends.
Yeah. No.
It depends on Kyler Murray, to be completely honest.
No.
Well, reminder that every Monday is a Patriots Monday here on Boston Sports Original, WEEI, including this upcoming Monday. We will be at Gillette Stadium with Gerard Mayo and with Boomer Esiason. But right now, this
is the Greg Hill Show. Time now for The Lead.
Well, I would know the voice anywhere. I don't know the song, but that is Neil Young.
That is correct, Greg.
Am I right about that?
Nailed it.
Okay.
The song is called Winter Long, seeing as it's our first real snow of the year.
I see.
Tried to toss that one out there for you.
I will never forget the very dramatic moment during the pandemic, Curtis, when Neil Young demanded that all of his songs be removed from Spotify.
Well, they're back.
Because Joe Rogan had been added to Spotify. And then about 2 weeks later, when he wasn't selling any kind of music whatsoever, he said, I demand my music be put back on Spotify.
He said, oops.
I don't mind being in the same company as Joe Rogan if I can't put food on the table, is what Neil Young said. So good for him.
Let me just say this to Neil Young and everybody in our listening audience, not between the hours of 6 and 10 during the week. Mike Benz with Joe Rogan aired a video of these disinformation experts during the COVID era that was disseminated to all of the media people. If you've ever questioned media, watch this. It is your worst nightmare come to life.
It's worth watching.
Oh, my God.
Okay.
All he does is play stuff off of Google. So if he's really disinformation, then blame Google.
Yeah. All right, the leads this morning brought to you by Subaru. Get a new Subaru during the Subaru of New England Share the Love event, and Subaru retailers will donate $300 to charity. SubaruofNewEngland.com is where you go. Hey, Sean.
Hey, Greg, good morning. So there's been reports that Lincoln Riley, head football coach at USC, was offered the job at UCF. University of Central Florida, for those unaware, which to me seems like it would have been a downgrade. But then there are also reports that Lincoln Riley may want a, quote, soft exit, unquote, from USC.
Hmm.
And his team was 6-6 this year, very much not good, especially post-Caleb Williams. My thought is, if Lincoln Riley wants out, maybe he'd be interested in the NFL, and maybe he'd be interested in working with a young quarterback like Drake May. He is historically very good with quarterbacks. I mean, you look down the list, his list of quarterbacks is insane, because I'm pretty sure he was at Oklahoma for Baker Mayfield, Kyler Murray. Mm-hmm. He had Caleb Williams. He even he recruited Spencer Rattler. Like, he's been a quarterback guy for a long time. And if he is looking for an exit out of USC, maybe he tries to make a name for himself in the NFL as the offensive coordinator of a young, talented quarterback.
Okay, Shime. Like it. I like it.
See, Curtis, that's like somebody that you look at as an OC and you can go, all right, I can get on board with this, because like Shime said, if you watch them, you know, coach in college, you're like, all right, he's very innovative.
All right. Curtis, good morning.
Good morning. Wiggy said something that spurred my lead this morning. He always makes me think in different ways, and I mean that sincerely.
All right, appreciate it.
So I believe the Red Sox are actually trying to sign Juan Soto.
Mm.
I know it's been a big song and dance, and they have also done a good job of telling us about it.
Yep.
But when they inevitably do not land him, despite the fact that I actually believe they have put forward a massive investment in an attempt to sign him, they will not get the benefit of the doubt from their fan base. So their past actions will actually yield this legitimate attempt fruitless when it comes to winning over fans. And I think it's proper. You know, I mean, despite the fact that they are trying to do it, and maybe this is a good sign for the future, when Juan Soto inevitably goes to the Mets or the Yankees, the Red Sox can't stand up in front of the fan base and brag about how hard they tried, because they've said that over and over and never actually did.
Yeah. I mean, it's really kind of what this type of pursuit of a free agent that's going to cost you a lot of money is what this team has done an awful lot. Mm-hmm. They just haven't done it recently.
Right. Yeah, this is what their MO used to be, and they've kind of taken a break.
But it's not that long ago that they were doing it in landing guys.
Yeah, it's only
I don't know if it's fair on the part of the fans. I mean, listen, they've had 4 or 5 years now where they have not been successful, and they definitely have not spent where they should have spent.
Right. Well, you know, but them, they're always, for whatever reason, when it comes to judging our sports teams here in Boston, they always are scrutinized way more than any other franchise, especially when you talk about ownership. Which,
well,
I don't know
if that's true lately. You don't think the Patriots ownership is being scrutinized?
I mean,
not as much.
Yeah, no? I think there's scrutinization
there. It's always just the Red Sox.
The Red Sox get it way worse.
Yeah, because you don't really hear about, you know, fans really scrutinizing
yelling
the Jacobs family.
Yelling things at Kraft. Fans never are doing that.
Wick obviously has done a good job, so the scrutinization of him, there hasn't been much of that. Yeah, there's a little bit of Kraft, but it's more about the way he handled the Belichick exit.
Yeah.
So, but with the Red Sox, the scrutinization of John Henry and ownership is, I mean, it is next level. They basically are protesting outside on your Jersey Street now.
Yeah.
Curtis, if you had to put a percentage on it, what chance do you give them when it comes to landing Soto?
19.18.
Okay.
All right.
I actually want to do a poll, because that's crazy. I was thinking of that yesterday. Who is more hated right now, Henry or Kraft?
It's a good poll.
I think you guys are right, but I wonder how close it is.
Do a good that would be a good one.
Cool.
Throw a poll up on the social medias.
Who doesn't love a poll?
Can you call it the social medias? No.
That was a swing and a miss. I'm
trying to sound hip and young.
Just keep rolling.
Social? Yeah.
Yep. Keep the car moving.
What is the Instagram for this show?
The Greg Hill Show, WEEI.
Okay. Give us a follow.
Yeah.
Please. You want to stay up to date with what we're doing, what's going on here. You want to be able to DM us at Free Random, then give us a follow on social media. We will get to the rest of this morning's leads, one from Courtney, one from Wiggy, and one from yours truly, coming up next.